KGS 104.1 FMKMOX. Happy Monday to you. Watching them dismantle Pride Fest over there. It's amazing. Behind the scenes, people.
Oh, yeah.
Just so much work.
I've done so many shows over the years, and I'm an early person to begin with, as you guys know. So if I have an event at 7, I'm there by 4. And just watching the behind the scenes people, it's amazing. God, they do so much work.
Yeah.
And then the second it's over,
bringing it all
crap down.
Yep. We got to go to the next city.
Rach, who's Cracker Barrel pretending to be?
Well, they're going through a lot of changes. I feel like we might have talked about this on the show before, as far as they're going through like a big remodel right now.
Can't talk about Cracker Barrel too much.
That's how I feel.
They wrote about it in the Wall Street Journal. It's affecting so many people. Like, people are posting to TikTok and Twitter and Instagram, like, really upset that they're revamping Cracker Barrel in this way, because they're bringing it a more modern, sleek look.
Less crackery?
Less crackery, which is interesting because the name of the restaurant is Cracker Barrel. It kind of conjures up these images of like, oh yeah, you got the rocking chair and you got the antiques on the walls, and it's a very homey vibe.
Got DVDs of McHale's Navy over there if you'd like to check them out.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they're giving it a more modern glow up, and some people are getting extremely upset. I just find this very interesting because obviously brands get revamped all the time. Mm-hmm. You kind of have to do that in order to survive, but brands like Cracker Barrel have always played to a certain audience. Like, you're going to get the chicken and dumplings and sit in like the old timey furniture or whatever. Mm-hmm. When you get rid of that, that removes a lot of the experience. And it just got me wondering, like, how much can a brand realistically change and expect to bring their regular customers along with them?
Oh, wow. This is crazy. I'm looking at a remodeled Cracker Barrel here. I don't think any of ours have gone through that remodel.
Pretty sure not.
I mean, not that I've been to any of them within the last couple of weeks.
No.
But It looks like an IHOP inside. It's crazy. It is extremely different. Because I was like, well, how different can it really be?
IHOP is dead to me.
Pretty different from what I understand.
IHOP is.
I am still team IHOP.
Nah, IHOP is.
Not since IHOP.
Yeah, I get it. But their pancakes are good, man.
Yeah.
Ever met a bad pancake?
Yeah, their pancakes are great, and I for one really love spending $18 on them. I think that's the best
Man,
part.
I don't know where you're going, bro. You got to find the one by me. It ain't like that.
Mm-hmm. You got all the cheap stuff.
I know.
Ball games, pancakes.
I know.
You should start a business.
It's crazy. I should. A consultant.
Yeah.
Let me save you money.
Dear Wheeler, I'm hungry for a pancake, but I don't have
$18. Let me tell you something, sir.
The Wheeler way, a.k.a. the right way.
I wouldn't go that far. Just my way.
Anyway, they took a bunch of antiques off the walls.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, they took all the crap off the wall. And that's the whole reason you go, is so you can look at the crap.
I mean,
I want to see the crap.
I think this is fun. Let's switch over to Wheeler, since he's being all mad all the time now.
Okay.
He says so many people are just flat out mad all the time for no good reason, it would seem.
Well, so you'll see just kind of the way that we act. And the reason I asked this was because we've talked about like why we have certain behaviors in our brain. Like, what good were they? Like anxiety. Well, that's probably because there was something out there trying to kill you all those years. And if you didn't have that little radar going off in your head, you might be caught unawares.
Mm-hmm.
What purpose would we have for people that just don't ever care about anyone else?
I have one.
Like the people who park all crappy and take up two spots in a crowded area, or the people that don't signal before they cut across three lanes of traffic, or the people that stop in the middle of the aisle at a store because you're going to look at something or you're going to get a sample, just move out of the way. Like, the people that just are not, like, what evolutionary purpose could there have been for that?
You get what you want. You may not get what you deserve, but you get what you want.
Mm.
Like, years ago, you guys will remember I had a client who was very, very difficult. Probably my only one of my entire career. Super, super difficult. And that person got everything they asked for, but not one thing extra.
Right, right.
So I think maybe aggression, like if you replace anger with aggression. Like I said on the show last week, if I died and I could reincarnate, I'd come back as an a-hole, because you get everything you want. You think you're killing it every day. So I think from an evolutionary standpoint, there could be some benefits to being an a-hole. Until there's not.
Well, I say that there seems to be...
Until the group goes, we're just going to
kill you. Yeah, I say there seems to be as much of a downside.
Yeah, I'd say it probably breaks pretty even.
Like, you may get your short-term, well, I want that thing, and I'm going to take it. Boom, all right, you got it. But other people are going to be like, yeah, you know what, let's leave John out of this, because John's kind of a jerk.
For sure. No, like, we're moving our tribal camp. Don't tell John.
Right.
Yeah. But I do think, though, that it has to be evolutionarily caused, because if I say, who's your a-hole in your life, you got a name. Everyone listening right now has a name. Could be a coworker, could be a brother-in-law, could do whatever.
Could be 10 of them.
We all have a name. But it's few and far between. I think most people are nice. Most people are kind. Most people may be like me and be like overly nice and kind, people-pleasy. We all know the a-hole, and they seem to get what they want.
Seem to.
Yeah. They get all the cheap food at the ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they bring their own. Because
they're not paying $18 for a pancake.
They know the rules.
He is going to obsess about this.
Well, I'm never going to stop. What are you talking
doubling
about?
Down hard.
Never going to stop. Yeah, well, it kind of falls in line. It's not the same exact thing, but it kind of falls in line. Like, is there an attraction to being just kind of crappy about things?
Oh, I have something for you.
Do you?
Yeah. The 6 signs of a cool person.
Oh?
Based on scientific studies.
Actual cool person or the image of a cool person?
The image.
Okay.
We ask like 20,000 people what made you cool.
Got you.
And it dovetails in nicely with your little opus there. And to be an extrovert, to be hedonistic, powerful, adventurous, open, and autonomous. So kind of a bad boy. That's what makes you perceived to be cool.
Be cool.
The hell you mean powerful?
Well, it could mean like you got money, which means you have power. It could mean that you can beat people
you're
up.
You're the boss.
It could be anything.
You're a bully.
Mm. You know, yeah.
I don't think being a bully makes you cool. Just saying.
No, that's I don't think that's why it didn't say being a bully.
Don't say it.
Yeah, the bully immediately goes, I think it's right.
No, it doesn't say
bully. I
think
what you meant is being a bully is cool.
It said having power. It didn't say how you used it.
Don't make me repeat myself.
See, bullies use power for bad. There are people that use power for good, like Spider-Man.
You're right, Spider-Man is cool.
Yeah, he's like the only one who does that. Have you ever noticed that?
Pretty close.
Like, name a powerful person.
Yeah, I know.
Who does good things.
Oh, I found one. I found a billionaire that I like.
Oh, who?
Spider-Man?
So it's a guy that, yeah.
His name's Bruce Wayne.
He's not from here. He's from Sweden. But Johan Eliash bought an entire company that owned something like 4,000 acres in the Amazon only so he could shut it down and not do any more damage to the Amazon.
Very nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's a billionaire that looked out for other people and not just as. Now he probably will end up.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm
making
still
money
for
off
the
that
other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
Here.
I mean,
but he shut down the logging company that's tearing down parts of the Amazon, so they won't be doing that, and he's saving whatever, however many acres it was that he's saving.
That is cool.
Yeah. See. People with power use it for good.
Does he own those acres now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and that's why he just shut the company down. He bought the company, and he's like, all right, shutting it down because it's bad for the world. We could use a few more billionaires that are thinking that way, like those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he'll probably find a way to make money off it in the end because they always do. But
you know a billionaire that's paying a price right now? Eddie Munster.
Wait, what?
What did he do?
He had lunch with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And took a picture and posted it.
He's a billionaire?
Yeah, where did he make his billion?
I'm like, what?
I needed to dovetail it.
You needed a segue.
I was like, dang, I didn't know that.
He's got all that sweet Munster money.
Like, Eddie Munster, man, you talk about some residuals.
He's done over 100 Comic-Cons. Now we're just making fun of the guy.
He was on the show one time.
Sure was.
Was he?
We
Remember
developed
that?
A mutual man crush.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting texts from Eddie Munster there for a while.
And he got in trouble for what?
Being with Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Oh, okay.
Because she's MAGA.
I gotcha. Mm.
Isn't it crazy you have to really be careful who you take a picture with these days?
Man.
Well, you kind of, I feel like you got to know.
Well, you kind of see Sarah coming.
Yeah. Like, if you take a picture with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you got to know, like, yeah, some people might not like this. Some people are going to love it. Some people might not.
Yeah. I mean, any political figure, someone's going to be mad that you're taking
a photo. I guess I would just think being Eddie Munster would
override
all that.
Yeah, but he's Eddie Munster, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sure he doesn't let it get to him.
I think there's also probably not that many people who care.
Very sensitive.
Like, there's probably, 40 people on Earth that currently care a lot about Eddie Munster? And then maybe...
Why are you doing him so dirty? He's Eddie Munster.
Yeah, I'm not sure Bruce Patrick's holding a lot of sway in pop culture of 2025.
Just generations colliding.
Isn't his name Butch?
Yeah. It is Butch Patrick. You're right. Bruce. That was Bruce Patrick.
He's going to be 72 years old next month.
Wow. Oh, Eddie Munster.
August 2nd. He's a Leo. He's a Leo. I just pointed at Andrew. I just remembered Andrew's not a Leo.
I was like, I am not. That's you.
Same as you, Andrew. You're the same as Eddie. Oh, Bruce Patrick.
Two peas in a pod.
Me and Bruce.
You and Bruce.
Me and Brucey.
Andrew and Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Welcome back, DGS and KMOX. That was very funny. Rachel's just... He's like, I'm having corn with dinner tonight. This is what we do on the breaks. Yeah. It's very
mundane.
It's very sexy. It's very high level.
Yeah. Intellectual.
And I said, of course, being sexy and high level, I said, oh, what are you having with your corn? And she goes, steak, rice, corn. Which is exactly what those little kids said to Nick. Nick and his buddy Ray were playing these two people on a shared video game. And the two people who turned out to be nine said, we have to go have dinner, comma, not our choice. And Nick said, what are you having? And the kid said, steak, rice, corn.
Man. And you know what? When you told that story for the first time, I was like, sounds like a good dinner.
Yeah, it does. Actually.
And now it's happening to me. Dreams come true.
It sounds quality. That's really funny. Steak, rice. Corn.
Yum.
So we've taken to washing kittens in washing machines now?
What? There was a kitty. Where did this happen? It wasn't in the United States, but a cat was taking a nap in a washing machine.
As cats do.
The owners didn't know that she was in there, ended up throwing in a whole load of laundry. This cat survived a 55-minute long wash cycle.
Wow.
And at the end, they were like, oh, the cat's in there. But she's fine. Thank God.
How'd she do with the dryer?
But poor kitty. That's awful. I mean, what was going through her poor little mind? This, what did she think was going on?
I can tell you.
Oh, crap.
We're in for choppy weather.
Got to find a different bed.
My gosh, so horrible.
How do you not see an animal in your washing machine?
I mean, that's a good question. Okay, this happened in Australia.
I mean, they can be little. Okay. Oh, well, water goes the other direction there, so the cat was fine.
Yeah. Cats always sleep in washing machines there.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the Huntsman spider bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that AI or is that real?
The Huntsman spiders? No, they're...
No, the people are living with them in their homes and not removing them.
You know, it may be true. Yeah.
I mean, they eat... They would eat
birds.
Birds. If you get like a bat in your house, that's gonna eat that.
You ain't gonna have mice. I can promise you that.
I mean, how would you get rid of him? No. Baseball bat?
No, you just put him in a big old box and put him outside.
Idiot.
Yeah. Stupid. Just go grab that spider the size of a chihuahua and put him in a box.
Just ask him politely to leave.
Take him outside.
You put the box over him. And then you slide the lid up there, and then you just go
scoot mode.
You could do that.
I've done things like that,
with a huntsman spider.
Well, not a huntsman, no.
With a giant 8-inch across spider.
I mean, it was a tarantula.
You put a tarantula in a box.
But
it was like, from where?
Where'd you get a tarantula in Wentzville?
Right, so, no, I don't have it now. Kid that I went to high school with had one. It got out. We found it, and that's how we trapped it. We put the plastic box over him. and then use the lid to slide under. He moves his feet and gets on the lid, and then you close it, flip him, he's good.
How many people did it kill before he caught him?
Just six. And then you put him back in his little cage.
Tore his way through the whole friend group.
Now, I'm not going to say it's going to be.
Kevin got a hold of him.
Those huntsmen's are a little bit bigger, so you're going to need a big box.
Yes.
Maybe a broom.
I apologize. I have misgendered the cat. It was actually a boy cat, and his name was Pablo.
It makes a little more sense.
The fact that it's a boy makes it make more sense.
Yeah. Yeah. All the head trauma probably won't bother him too much.
Jeez. A big thank you to Pablo's family for allowing us to share his story and raise awareness about the dangers of one of the favorite hiding spots for cats, in parentheses, washing machines.
What's he doing? Is he laughing at you?
I'm laughing at the I'm laughing at the sentence raising awareness. As if other people were like, maybe I should put my cat in a washing machine.
DGS. So the jury got the Diddy case, Sean Combs case, and within 2 hours they had already said that it's chaos and that there's one juror who's refusing to follow the judge's instructions. So if you thought it might be kind of normal, it's not already. It's already bad. So what this means is it could end up in a mistrial. Which then means that
they got to decide.
They got to decide if you're going to do the whole thing again.
You kind of have to, don't you?
I think at this point,
given what you've alleged,
I think at this point you do.
Yeah.
Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. Good news in the Murray household. Grandson's here for the next 2+ weeks.
Oh boy!
Awesome.
Warm it up, Chris.
And you know what? You know what we're having for dinner?
Steak,
and rice.
Rice
and corn.
Corn.
Really?
No.
It sounds really good.
It does sound good.
I bet you could make that happen, Dave.
It does sound good. So he's there without the parents?
No, dad's here.
Okay. Mm.
But you know what? This dad works most of the time. That's how they can do these kind of trips.
Yeah.
So it's Grandma Jay is reading to him right now, and then we're headed off to the beach.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. So are we still in the same pattern here in the STL, Dave? Like pop-up storms and such?
No, we're almost out of it. The cool front is to our north. It is going to make it all the way through. But as we said last week, it would take all of Monday into Monday evening to get here and get through. There are thunderstorms mainly to our north. Right now it's Quincy over to Peoria. And I think the best chance for thunderstorms will be north of a Bowling Green, Whitehall, Carlinville, Illinois line. Doesn't mean a couple can't sneak down over us. I think if we see anything, it will be between 6 p.m. and 9 or 10 o'clock tonight. I don't see a lot, though. The biggest thing is the winds are going to turn to the northwest. A rare northwest flow in July to start the month of July. Tomorrow is a spectacular day. Sunny skies, less humid, comfortable. 87 for the high. That's about where we should be. It's going to feel great. Then Tuesday night, clear skies, nice. We drop out of the 80s very quickly for evening plans. Check out the first quarter moon. Full moon's on the 10th of July. 67 for the low. Sunset now about 8:30, latest sunsets of the year. Wednesday, still really nice. Sunny up to 89, comfortable humidity levels. It starts to build back heat and humidity Thursday afternoon. I think the morning's okay on Thursday. 93 on Thursday. Friday for the 4th. Basically sunny, hot, and humid, just a tiny chance of a spot thunderstorm, 95 degrees for the 4th of July. Right now, evening plans, 4th of July, look pretty good. It's going to be warm and humid, but it looks pretty good.
So, as I said, I have quietened my OCD voice about my HVAC going out, so I'm not freaking out about it, but anytime I see a piece of machinery that doesn't stop, I feel sorry for that piece of machinery. Yeah. I don't know if you guys are like that. Mm-hmm. And my air conditioner hasn't stopped now for 2 weeks. Would you judge me crazy if I turned it off for the next 2 days? Is it going to be that temperate, you think, Dave?
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah, you might pull your shades down.
Sure. Oh, I got them all closed. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Keep the sun from coming in. But yeah, I think you'll be able to open windows, especially at night. Night, okay. It's going to be beautiful for this time of year.
Excellent.
I mean, it's not January, but it's going to feel good.
Yeah. Headlines, Rach.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Did you guys see the Supreme Court is going to take up a consideration for unlimited campaign spending? So there's a cap currently.
Boy, they just keep getting stuff right, don't they?
They're going to review an appellate ruling that upheld a provision of federal election law that's more than 50 years old. Democrats do not want this to happen. They want to leave the law in place. But yeah, that basically people would be able to donate unlimited amounts of money to these different PACs and such.
There's an interesting dynamic going on for not the first time. I'm sure that there have been kerfuffles within the Supreme Court of the United States many times in the past. But have you guys been clocking this going on between Coney Barrett and Ketanji Brown?
I saw some of this play out on Twitter.
So I can tell you from law school, having read a gazillion of Supreme Court opinions, that it is incredibly scholarly, incredibly collegial. You do not take shots at another justice. And Barrett pretty much said that Ketanji Brown was stupid.
Yeah, that was a lot of people on X were saying the implication was like, I can't believe this lady passed the bar.
Yep.
But then, you know, the way it's written out, I read it and I'm like, what? Like, what is she saying? And so,
she said it in smart guy language, but
yeah, it's sad to see that happen. You know, you would like to see the Supreme Court be better than us and not squabble over petty little things. But I guess that's what's happening. So. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
A girl went overboard on a Disney cruise, but her dad jumped in and saved her.
Wow.
It looks like she fell off like the fourth story deck.
Yes.
And he jumped in. They were able to tread water for like 20 minutes while they waited for someone to come and save them. Wow. But just kind of an amazing story.
I think 9 out of 10 dads do that.
Oh, yeah. Maybe even higher percentage. Like,
so. Yeah, it might be 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an e-ticket ride, if I've ever seen one.
The WNBA is expanding to Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia over the next 5 years.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, did you guys see their all-star voting?
No. Mm-hmm.
So, Caitlin Clark, I think I've gotten 6 million more total votes this year than they've ever gotten before.
Wow.
She got 1.3 million so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the winner last year, or the high one last year, was like 95,000.
Wow.
Like, her presence in that league has made a huge difference.
That's very cool. I hope she's very proud that she's like bringing so much.
I still see articles about whether she deserves to be a starter in the All-Star game. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Rain can't believe
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
I know. Rain is like
Rain's
no
beside.
every bit of the coverage of Caitlin Clark is stupid. It's just, I don't understand why does everything have to be complicated. It's not hard. She's the best player in the sport. She's great. People like her, so they follow her.
American pride has slipped to a new low. This is according to a recent Gallup poll. Only 36% of Democrats say they feel extremely or very proud to be American. This marks a significant decline in national pride, particularly among young people. And the divide between Democrats and Republicans on this issue is at its widest since 2001.
What do you think about that? I tend to take a longer view of that. That regardless of having a president, and I'm not talking about Trump, I'm talking about just in general, you could have hated Clinton, you may have hated Biden, but I don't lose my pride in my country because I view it as this is a process, this is a marathon, not a sprint. We're going to have another Democrat administration. They may be great, they may suck. We're going to have more Republicans. I don't know. I just don't take it that myopically.
I get what you're saying. I do think the younger generation has more of a freedom to be like, yeah, I'm not happy with X, Y, and Z. I don't personally think that makes you less patriotic to acknowledge that there's a problem and acknowledge that there are things that
either.
You'd like to see change.
No, I think it's one of the most patriotic things you can do.
Yeah.
I think speaking
to
out.
To make things better.
Yes. Yeah. No, when I say I don't like Trump, I don't feel less patriotic. And when people say, I couldn't stand Biden, I don't think, oh, you don't love your country.
No.
No.
No, it's, it is, I don't know, maybe this is, this may be off the deep end, but should anyone be proud of just where they happen to be fortunate enough to be born? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you should be proud of, like, things you do.
Accomplishments.
Maybe things that, that your state, your town, your country, that they accomplish, right? Like, I root for Team USA. I love living here. I don't want to live anywhere else. If I wanted to live somewhere else, I would, but I don't. I want to be here. But I always find that we're pushed so hard to be like, say you're the best. What best is relative, man. If you're born in France, you think France is the best. If you're born in the U.S., you think the U.S. is the best. Like, there's no standard objective, and you should have pride more in you and what you do and how you do things than just where you happen to be born, whether you're talking about a city or a state or a country.
I do think that the propaganda, and it's 100% propaganda. Propaganda doesn't always, I don't know, maybe the definition of propaganda is bad and I'm saying something stupid right now, but I was, and Dave, we were definitely indoctrinated into a system. And, and I don't look back on it and be like, this is communist Russia.
No,
but I mean, you know, you said your pledge and we were the best and you knew that everyone else sucked and that's just the way it was.
I get what Wheels is saying for sure. I think maybe a more accurate or a more fitting thing to say would be like, I'm grateful to be an American.
Yes.
I'm happy to be an American.
That's me. I fit those. Yes,
but
exactly.
Like, proud implies that I did something to be an American, and I didn't. I was just
born
to here.
Be born in St. Louis, or to be born in South Roxana versus regular Roxana. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
now you're talking.
I'm just saying, like, we're very weird about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, those stinking Kansas City people, they should have been born in St. Louis. Then they'd be cool. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you talking about?
So Amazon has lost the right to sell the Nintendo Switch 2. I guess they just had too many shady third-party sellers selling things that weren't actually the Switch 2 or scamming people. So Nintendo basically came out and said, yeah, everything you're reassuring us with is not good enough. We're not letting you sell it anymore.
There's some stories out there that a label, not a mailing label, but a label that was going to go on the box, they used a staple and they actually stapled through a piece of the equipment.
Yes. Oh my God.
To do it. That's part of the problem right there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think that was at a particular GameStop store was doing that,
man.
With every console that was going out and piercing every screen with their stapler.
I bought one of those over the weekend, and I was very, very surprised.
You,
when
my friend, are living
He's
your
living
life.
His life.
You're living like Larry.
I'm doing the thing.
I'm saying.
When you lift up
train rides,
when you lift up the box, there is about this much box between that and the front of the device's screen.
Yeah.
So I was very surprised by that. And you can totally see if you were to put a staple through that thing, you wouldn't think the screen would be
that close.
An eighth of an inch away from the front of the box.
Is it visible at all? Is it clear? You can see it? They're displaying it?
No, you'd have no way of knowing.
Well, then why wouldn't you just face it in? That's the stupidest packaging ever. Face the screen inward.
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense to me why they would do it like that.
That's ridiculous.
Can't really blame the GameStop.
Thank you, Dave.
All righty.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Every Monday, we get together with our buddy Skip Weber, who sponsors the Sweet 16 and other things that we do here. And Steve says I'm not good at explaining what the show is. So the Sweet 16 is based on the Sweet 16 of basketball, where they are ranked, and we rank things, and it can be anything. We've done it for over 20 years now. Today, we are ranking the best fictional weapons, so they could be from movies, TV, literature. They could be a completely made-up weapon. They could be a real weapon, but used in a different way by a character. And that's
like
what
Sherlock
we do.
Sherlock Holmes' gun.
Yeah.
For example. Not that that's one that should be on the list, but okay.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be something
that's
totally invented.
Yeah, if there
totally
is something cool about it, we could do that. All right, lead her off.
I had some, I thought, some really good ones, and some that took some thinking to get to.
Yeah.
And I usually don't like to throw out the obvious. I usually don't, but I can't. I cannot not go with the lightsaber as number
one. Yeah,
dang it. I mean, who was around when Star Wars came out that didn't take a flashlight and play lightsaber in the woods every night that summer. I mean, you wanted one so bad.
And there's and even after all these years, 40, 50 years, whatever it is, it's still cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the neatest thing.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, yeah, it's a hand-to-hand weapon. Yes, but you can't shoot me when I have it because I have the Jedi reflexes and I'll block your shot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great. It's great.
Andrew.
How about Captain America's big, silly shield?
I've never understood it. I mean, it's cool, and it's made of something special. But
vibranium.
Like,
vibranium, yeah.
Yeah. What is vibranium?
It's just like a...
The strongest metal ever.
Indestructible metal.
Is it real?
No.
No.
Okay.
It grows in Wakanda, which I don't think is a real place.
You checked it out.
Also, I looked into it. It grows there.
It grows. Yeah. Hey, you know what? It's all fake. It might as well. I like how he can like throw it and it like bounces around stuff. I think that's pretty cool.
Wheels.
Old school Excalibur.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one too. Good one.
I like it. Rach.
Gimli's axe from Lord of the Rings.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get yours, Dave, and then we'll have to go to break.
Okay. I have a couple of heart picks that I'm not going to put on. The ball from Phantasm.
Oh.
Remember that thing?
Yeah.
Remember that friggin' thing?
Brutal. We've talked about Phantasm a lot this year.
And Krull.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
That was badass.
That was very cool.
I'm going with Freddy Krueger's fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a great one. I had that one, too.
There you go. All right.